shumë të tamën.
Mojt, gëmojt, përshës, ovi mëri, zëkejnaj, përshës më shkeach. I would like to talk today about the subject of halal. Hopefully we'll get, at the end of this, we'll get a bit clearer on the subject. We'll have a broader picture on the what, when we say halal, what types of halal there are. And also we'll get to the why as well, why we actually do say halal on each type of halal that we say. So just as a hagdama, everyone knows there are two types of halal. There's what we call the full halal, the whole halal, and then there's the half halal. Now we need to remember as well that when do we say this full halal? We say a full halal when there's a chiyuv. When we're mechuyuv to say the halal, that's when we say this full halal. And we say this half halal when there's no chiyuv. And the chachamim mesaken that there's a minug, that we should say the halal. Now it's just interesting why when there's only a minug, we say a half halal. So it could be because we just wanted to make a hecker between the two to be able to tell when there's a chiyuv and when there's a minug. Therefore we say when there's a chiyuv, we say a whole halal, and when there's only a minug, we say a half halal. So the Gemara in Eruchin Daf Yud starts off and it says that there's 18 times a year when we say this full halal. The Gemara lists it out. The Gemara says there's 8 days of Sukkot, there's 8 days of Chanukah, there's 1 day of Shavuos and 1 day of Pesach. Now, the Gemara asks the obvious question, why on Sukkot do we say halal all 8 days, the full halal, and on Pesach we only say it on day 1? So the Gemara gives an answer, the reason why on Pesach we only say on day 1 is because there's the same korbanos on every day. On Sukkot, every day is a different type of korban from the day before, and therefore each day deserves to get its own chiyuv halal by itself. Ma'ashenkin, on Pesach, every day is the same korban, so therefore we only say it on day 1. So therefore the chiyuv of halal that came about from the Yom Tov is decided on the korbanos that it has on that day of Yom Tov. Fine. So that was the Gemara's Teretz. Now, the Taz and the Beis Yosef come along and they ask the same question and they give an answer, b'shem the Shibur Leket, based on a Medrash. They say, why do we say on Pesach whole halal only on day 1? And they say, because the Medrash says, what happened on day 7 of Pesach? Shvi'ish al Pesach was the nace of Kriyas Yamsuf. And since the nace of Kriyas, so the Medrash says, you want to say halal on Shvi'ish al Pesach based on the nace of Kriyas Yamsuf. But we see the Medrash says that the Malachi Ashores, Bikshu Malachi Ashores, Me'kadosh Baruch Hu Olam Shira, Malachi Ashores wanted to say Shira because they saw this nace. And Hashem turned around to them and they said, no. Ma'ase Yoda Tova Bayam Ve'atman Mim Shira. It can't be that when I've made this nace, this amazing nace, but it came at the expense of other people. And since it came at the expense of the Mitzrayim, therefore it can't be that you're allowed to say this halal, and therefore you're not allowed to say halal. So the Taz says, we see from here, that on Shvi'ish al Pesach, you're not allowed to say, there can't be a chiyuv to say a whole halal. Now, the question is, why is the Taz and the Beis Yosef not going with the Gemara? The Gemara gave a very good teretz. What is the Taz being mechadish of it, a new teretz that the Gemara never said. So, says Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, we see from here that there's two sibas hamachayebes of halal. There's one sibah, like the Gemara said, of Yom Tov, which we know now means the korbanos of Yom Tov, which is why on Pesach we only say it on day 1. But now the Taz is saying another teretz. There's another sibah to be mechayev, which is nes. And this is what the Taz means. The Taz is saying that the Gemara says that based on the first chiyuv of Yom Tov, you only have it on day 1. Because we know the karbonos are the same throughout. Comes along the Taz and he says, but I've got another sibah. The second mechayev over here, the second scenario which would be mechayev, a full halal, is a nes. Why can't we say that you're mechayev for a different reason because of nes on Shvi'ish al Pesach? And to which the Taz says, but that second sibah won't even help over here, because there's a prat in that chiyuv, that if it comes at the expense of other people, then you don't say a full halal. Fine. Now, lefi this Taz, also you're going to have to add in, like the Taz himself says, that the reason why lefi that second sibah of nes, you would not say a full halal in the Maskana of on Chol HaMoed as well, because the whole reason of the Taz is the Nes was on Shvi'ish HaPesach. What about Chol HaMoed? So you'd have to say that the Chol HaMoed, you can't, if it's true that on Shvi'ish HaPesach you don't say a full halal because of the Nes, and it doesn't make sense that on Chol HaMoed you would. So we had to bring down the Chol HaMoed as well to make it equal with the Shvi'ish HaPesach. And that's how the Taz would learn. So that's Rabbi Chaim's Chiddush, that there's two separate reasons which would be Mechoyev, a full halal. Now, based on this of Chaim, let's try and understand another question. On first day Pesach, we know what happened. There was the Nes of the Makas Bechoras. And everyone knows that. We know that Ein Shum Bias Bli Mace. We know every single bias in Mitzrayim had a mace in it. So how can we say on first day Pesach, a whole Hallel, even though the Hallel is, we say it, we're mechuyev to say a full Hallel because of Yom Tov, but there's another Sibba. The second Sibba is the Nes. And that Nes, we know, there's a prayer in that Nes. That if the Nes came at the expense of somebody else, then we should not be able to say the full Hallel, even if, and we're saying now that even if it's on the Yom Tov, we should not have a chiyuv to say the whole Hallel if the Nes came at the expense of somebody else. That was Reb Chaim's kasha. Now, to answer this, Reb Chaim said, as another kasha, we know that the Malachi Ashores asked Hashem by Kriyas Yamsuf, Bikshu Malachi Ashores Lemim Shira. They wanted to say Shira, and Hashem said, no, you're not allowed to say Shira. It came at the expense of the other of the Mitzrayim. The question is that we know Klal Yisrael themselves said Shira. How can Klal Yisrael say Shira? Hashem should have turned around to Klal Yisrael and said, you can't say Shira here because Enechanami, I did a nace for you, but look at the Mitzrayim. So how are Klal Yisrael allowed to say Shira and the Malachi Ashores were not? So says Reb Chaim, to answer this question, he says, so it must be that there's another prayer in this Chiyuv of Halal when it's a nace. That if you are the one who is experiencing the nace, then even if it came at the expense of other people, then you're allowed to say halal, like Klal Yisrael themselves. They went through the yam, so they were allowed to say shira, but the Malachi Ashores were not. So maybe says Reb Chaim, we can say the same thing on first day Pesach. Our question was, why on first day Pesach are we allowed to say a whole halal, Makas Bechoras? So maybe we could say that Haggadah says that Chayv Adam Liris is Atzmai Ki'ilu Hu Yotzim Mitzrayim. Since we are Mechoyev to see ourselves as if we are leaving Mitzrayim on first day Pesach, so therefore, we're not just commemorating the Nes that Hashem did in Makas Bechoras. We're living it. We're in Mitzrayim. We see the Makas Bechoras happening in front of our eyes. And therefore, we have this Heter of Reb Chaim that even though the Makkah, the Nes is coming at the expense of the Mitzrayim, but since we are there, we're living it, so therefore we're allowed to say a whole halal. Now it does come out of a bit of a chiddush, lefi this of Chaim, that the whole chiyuv of Chayv Adam Lezis Atzmai is only going to be on the first day, or the first 2 days. It can't be on the whole of Yom Tov, because if it's on Shvi'ish HaPesach as well, so then you've got that heter for the Kriyas Yamsuf as well. Okay, that's the chiddush that comes out of lefi of Chaim. But that's Reb Chaim's Chiddush, that you've got these two sivas, one of Yom Tov, which is Korbanos, and one of Nes. Now, there's another question. We know that the Gemara said in Erechin that there's 18 times we say a full halal. That was the 8 of the Sukkos, which we know the Gemara said is because every day is a new Korban. Shavuos and Pesach we know as well. Question is, on Chanukah, we said 8 days of Chanukah, we say full halal, we're mechuyev to say halal every day. So the question is, what is it about Chanukah that you're allowed to say halal every day? So we need to know what is the reason why we say the halal on Chanukah, and then we can know why we actually say it every day. So on face value, you could say it's either because of the Nes of the Shemen or the Nes of the Melchama. But if you say it's because of the Nes of the Melchama, then we're running into a problem. The Fidus of Chaim, the Nes of the Melchama, so it's coming at the expense of other people, so you're not allowed to say a halal. You can make a minog, you can say a half halal, but you can't say the full halal. You can't be mechuyev to say a halal. So why on Chanukah are we saying a full halal? So There's a shaila by Chanukah. The Rambam says that Noshim are potter from saying halal on Chanukah. So the shaila is, why? What is it about the halal that the Noshim are potter for? So the Steich Chemed says a very troubling answer for us. And the Steich Chemed says that you want to know the reason why the Noshim are potter from saying halal on Chanukah? It's because, why do we say halal on Chanukah? Because of the Nes of the Melchama. And the Noshim were not in this, they were not in the Melchama, so therefore they weren't part of this Nes. And since they're not part of the Nes, therefore they're not Mechuyev to say the halal on that Nes. And if you this, it's very troubling, because then why did the men themselves, why do we say halal? If it's because of the Nes, so then it's coming at the expense of other people. So we shouldn't be saying it either. That's the Steich Chemed's teretz, but it's very problematic for our Reb Chaim. Another problem that there is with this teretz is that l'chayah you would say that when do we say halal when there's a nes? L'chayah you would say we only say halal on a nes when the nes itself is the ma'ala midrash hatava. If it's a nes, but it's not a ma'ala midrash hatava, it's a nes, and we should be very thankful. But to be mechuyev to say halal for, it's not mustava that we would be mechuyev to say mahalal. The nes of the Mechama wasn't l'mayla midrach hataba. It was a nes. It was a very big nes. It wasn't l'mayla midrach hataba like the Shemen, like Kriyas Yamsuf, like Makas Bechuras. So therefore it's another tzad to say that the nes, the reason why we say halal on Chanukah is because of the nes of the Shemen. Like all the other shittas that say that, that's why we say it. There's a very interesting me'iri over there to answer this question, to answer the shaila of why we're not potter. The me'iri says, you want to know why? Because, why do we say halal on Chanukah for all 8 days? Because of the first sibah, like we saw in Erichin. Because it's a Yom Tov, we bring Karbanos on Chanukah. And therefore, since we're saying halal on the Yom Tov, so therefore the women are not going to be potter because it's a Zman Groma. Now, it's a very interesting me'iri, because if you look at the Karbanos by Chanukah, every carbon is the same. Every day is the same Karbanos. So we already know the Gemara in Erichin said that if every day is the same, you only say halal once. Why are we saying halal for all 8 days of Chanukah? So for this you'd have to say that the reason why we say every day is because every day was a different Nasi. Enechanami was the same Karbanos every day, but it was a different Nasi who bought the Karbanos every day. So that makes it ke'ilu as if every day is a new Yom Tov based on the Nasi's bringing of the Karbanos, even though the Karbanos are the same. That was the Me'iri's test, and that's how you'd have to answer Lefi that Me'iri. Now, we still have this Reb Chaim with his two Chidushim, with his Chidush, that there's two Sibbas to be Mechayev, a Halal, to be Mechayev, a Chiyuv of Halal. One is the Yom Tov, and one is the Nes. Now, just to round up, we wanted to know why we say Halal. There's two Sibbas over here, there's two Mechayevim. There's one of Yom Tov and one of Nes. It's not mistaba that if you've got two different reasons to be mechayev a halal, that the halal is going to be exactly the same. If you've got one reason from here and another reason from here, being mechayev this, it's going to come out that there's going to be a difference in the actual halal. So what's going on here? So we know the word hoidah, the word thanks. When we give hoidah to Hashem, what does the word hoidah mean? The word hoidah has two connotations. It's either a thanks or it's a confession. A hoidah and a moedim. There's two connotations to that word. And when we come to thank the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, so then we come first with a hakara that Hashem is the one, etc., etc. We have to be makir the Rabbeinu Shel Olam for what he is. And then after that, you come and you give a thanks for what he did. To bring it down very simply, it's a shin and an al. It's the hoidah share that you are this, and it's the hoidah al v'chulu. We see it very clearly by moedim. Moedim anachnu loch sha'ata hu Hashem. You are Hashem. First, you need to come along with a recognition that Hashem is the one. Sha'ata hu Hashem likenu v'chulu. And after that, like we see by moedim, al chayenu v'al nishmoisenu, then you can come along with the thanks for what you have done. That's very clear. Now, actually, we could say as well, we could bring it back in to our halal. When we say halal based on a Yom Tov, there's nothing be'etzem in the Yom Tov that is mechayev. It's not that there's a nes there. It's just the Yom Tov is mechayev. So we're going to use that time of the Yom Tov when we say the Hallel, the Kavana that we have in that Hallel, is to be Makkah the Rabbeinu Shloilom, to give praise for what he is, that he is the one, v'chulu v'chulu, just to be Makkah the Rabbeinu Shloilom. That's on day one of Pesach. The second day is of Pesach, Chol HaMoed, when Enoch and Ami, we're not saying a whole Hallel, because we know all the Pratim in the Hallel, when it's a Nes, you can't say a whole Hallel. But the Chacham was still mesaken that we do say a Hallel, so it's a half Hallel. But we're saying this Hallel because of the Nes. And since we're saying Hallel because of the Nes, so therefore we can come on to the second stage of the Hoidah. The second stage of the Hoidah is to thank Hashem for what he has done. Al Chayenu, Al Nishmasenu. And therefore, it fits into the Nes as well. We're saying Hallel now because Hashem did something for us. He did the Nes for us. So the Kavana of the Hallel, when it's for the Nes, is to be Makir the Rabbeinu Shalom for what he has done. And that should be the Kavana as well, when on the second day, on Shvi'i Shel Pesach, when we're saying the Hallel based on the Nes. And with these Kavanas, we should be Zeicha to the Goel Shlema, with Moed. Thank you.